The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS. Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now.
Well, it's certainly no surprise as we close out today. The ratings are in for the 2022 COVID-19 Olympics in Beijing, China. Complete with those beautiful concrete cooling towers that were so landmark in the background of the aerial skiing events. If you saw any of this, I confess to watching pieces of it just out of curiosity and to see exactly how thick the propaganda and the programming was going to be. And of course, we were not disappointed, given the promotion of little Eileen Gu, the communist Chinese defector, defected from the United States, renounced her citizenship, and competed for the communist nation of China, profited fairly handsomely, $31 million in sponsorships. Chinese brands as a result of that defection. And she was the darling. She became the mascot of the 2022 games. So somebody who renounces her American citizenship after benefiting from the American system and using that to be able to hone her skill and become an Olympic caliber athlete, she turns her back on the United States and competes for China in the 2022 Olympics, despite the Chinese death camps and organ harvesting and the execution of political dissidents and persecution of ethnic groups like the Uyghurs and Tibet and all the rest. It just staggers the mind to think of where it is that we've come. But the ratings were down significantly, down by more than half in the over the 2018 ratings. And you wonder about the future, how there can even be a future for the Olympics themselves when nationalism itself has been condemned. We're being taught that love for country is a sin, except for any nation, for every nation except for communist China. If you're from communist China, well, clearly you need to celebrate that because, well, communist China is, well, they're so trendy and liberal. They're killing their homosexuals. None of this, by the way, none of this made up. They're killing their homosexual population. They're exterminating the Uyghur population. They have death camps for political dissidents. Disappeared any number of folks during the COVID-19, the cover of the COVID-19 pandemic, launched a bioweapon against the planet for economic and political benefit to rig the 2020 American election and recoup themselves of the trade war devastation wreaked by the policies and the tariffs of the Donald Trump economy. And yet they're celebrated, they're rewarded with these Olympics. But the good news is the ratings were abysmal. It's being looked at as a complete embarrassment for NBC Sports. But really, that's not the problem. How interested do you think the world was in tuning into a games that was hosted by the very nation that inflicted the COVID-19 bioweapon on the rest of the world, both for their economic and their political benefit? The COVID-19 Olympics. Who knows? Maybe every Olympics in perpetuity will just be in Beijing. That'll be the demand of the communist Chinese dictator. Of course, all the SJW idiots that you argue with online think that Eileen Gu is just so inspirational, just such an inspiring young lady. What a champion! What a virtuous and magnificent young lady, turning her back on a nation of freedom and liberty and representing a nation that kills its population and harvests organs for the elites out of their population of both common prisoners and, well, their favorite are the political dissidents, especially the Uyghurs. Uyghurs have a great diet, so they're known for their very healthy organs to be harvested and used by the Chinese elite. Look it up. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
California and Texas and New York. And we go to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! What are you, some kind of nutcase?
The Chad Olson Show.